should dare to dive deep into comics. Nothing can compare from Gotham's Dark Knight to Marvel's Mighty Thor. We'll break it down! Leave you wanting more! Step with you on a ride where heroes and villains clash side by side. Whether it's DC or Marvel.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the InterCity Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here. This is episode 356. Joining me today, I got Alex.
Hello!
Yes, and I got Brian.
What's up?
Hey. Looks like we got a great crowd today. It's been a long time. It has been a long time. What the fuck am I talking about? It's been a week and some change. It's been a little bit more than a week.
I'm just glad that we've put the backup podcasts on, up on,
Yeah, they're all up. All the previous episodes that have been missing out since before I went on my little trip are all up. And then the episode that we did after that one are up. And then now this one, which is another one. So in total, we'll have about 5 hours to listen to us. So go check them out. It'll be fun.
So, that sounds wonderful.
Absolutely. 5 hours of our sultry voices in their ear holes. It'd be great. It's a great old time.
Right?
Yeah.
Oral pleasure.
Yeah. Absolutely. All the oralness. Yeah. It's so fun. It's so good. So how's it going, guys? Let's start with Alex. Fuck it. Let's go, Alex. How you doing, dude?
It seems like it usually goes to me.
I know. I had to switch it up a little bit. It's always right.
It's alphabetical by first name.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, that's right. Because like I said last time one of the last times that I'm so accustomed to a lot of people referring to me by my old wrestling name that it's just kind of weird that you guys of course refer to me as Alex, but like a lot of my closest friends refer to me as the Knight. So it's weird.
It's okay.
But yeah, so let's see. I still haven't finished watching Grand Slam Australia. Like, I started watching it.
It's a good episode.
The tag team match in the opening bout was all right, but I'm not a fan of that style of wrestling. So the women's match was a lot better than I expected.
Okay.
And honestly, I think if everything is right, they can push Harley Cameron to do a lot of amazing things.
Oh, absolutely. They really can. She's good. For somebody that's only had about 60-some matches in her career in general, she's actually pretty fucking good.
Yeah, so I gotta watch out. I don't even know what the other matches were. Oh, actually, when I stopped it, I was in the beginning of the tag match of Cope and Switchblade versus Moxley and was it Castagnoli?
Yeah.
So I was in the beginning of that, and then I stopped that because I decided to watch that week's Collision. Because I was
fair.
Yeah, that one was all right, but the feud between Mariah May and Toni Storm seems okay. They got me intrigued on that,
dude. And the fact that it just keeps going. It doesn't end. It looks like it was about to end, and that was pretty much it. But it looks like after this past week's Collision, it's going to keep going.
And then Raw's been Raw.
This last episode of Raw was whack.
Let me tell you right now, what was it? Was it last week's? That the only thing that really made me pop was when Jay was doing the yeet shit or whatever, and Gunther just came out of nowhere, tripped him up, and just started fucking him up.
Yeah,
That right there was just finally, that's what I wanted to see.
Yeah, this episode, this week's Raw was trash.
I will say this though, the Tazawa versus Gunther match or whatever, you already know I'm a fan of Gunther, so that one, I'm surprised that, Gunther is one of those workers that will let everyone get their shine, even if, if it doesn't really kind of call for it or whatever.
Even if it's a super squash, yes, I know, I get it.
Yeah, but it was surprisingly better than what I expected. But dude, there were like two chops that I was just like, I felt so sorry for Tozawa.
Yeah, it's very, very sad. He just gets it though. He gets it.
No, what I will say this though is just like I like you know with Tozawa, like I'm not gonna say I'm surprised that he's still there. Like you know, like he's one of those like underrated workers, but at the same time, I just feel because of his size, it really diminishes a lot. Like you know, like a lot for him. But
what do you mean? As far as the fact that he's a small dude,
like dude, small isn't the word, dude. Like my man's like for 50 cents a day, you could feed a child, you know, kind of small. But
well, if you see pictures of him when he was younger,
no, I mean like he for his size or whatever, he does have like muscle mass or whatever, but it's still like
a lot of it.
No, I'm saying, but compared to like everybody else there, like you know, they're like at least double or thrice his size. Like it just makes him look so much more tinier. It's just like, oh my god, he's like a living action figure,
right? Yeah, he is. He is,
and probably the same size too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
But yeah, but no, but
Ellie's in the house. What up, Ellie? How you doing?
Year.
Yeah.
Oh, but, and then but yeah, but go ahead, dude.
No, continue.
No, so what I was going to say was, like, you know, like, this episode, like, what was it? Of Raw was, meh. And then that whole thing with the whole Cody Rhodes and thing from SmackDown.
That was dumb, too.
You know what really got me? Like, to me, the whole thing is this. It's just like, so, are we trying to make a more, like, dramatized version of the old McMahon-Austin thing?
Yeah. That's pretty much what it is.
Because, I mean, like, the whole thing is this. It's just, like, the theory that I have is that it looks like he's going to refuse for now. And then when Mania hits, that's when he's going to, you know, turn.
Yeah.
That's how I see it. Like, you know, like, that's how it's going to play out. So we can finally get Homeland to Cody.
You know, it'd be funny if they do it. They turn him, and he doesn't even do that.
Yeah,
he gets rid of all that shit.
Yeah, or he takes all the power, or whatever, and then they try to make Rock a face again, and Cody becomes super heel.
So, like, if he gets rid of all of that, you mean like he lasers off that hideous neck tattoo and everything?
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, remember that neck tattoo, whatever, is like, you know, that's what's printed on the shirt, dude. So, you know, you can't get rid of that now.
That's his trademark. He can't get rid of it. Well, he can, but he can't.
Well, what he could do is probably, you know, remove it from the neck and get it, like, on the arm or something. Like, that, I think, would, you know, be much better.
And he says, look, you giant, don't hate on the hobbits. Talking about the little people.
Yeah, don't worry about it or whatever. I love Second Breakfast anyway, so I'm just saying.
Who doesn't love Second Breakfast, though? Come on now.
But yeah, but
no, but like the whole thing with Cody and The Rock is weird. I'm I don't really care where that's going.
I mean, the whole thing is this. It's just after Elimination Chamber, then we can have more of a clear thing of what's going to be, like, you know, what's going to happen at Mania.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah. Well, enough of Suplex City Geeks or whatever. I got to watch Sonic 3 the other day.
Oh, what did you think of it?
I really liked it.
That's good.
You know, the only thing that I do realize is when it comes to the pattern of the Sonic movies is that it seems like the ending, like the post-credits thing, is always the same thing.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
if you think about it, it's like a video game post-credit ending.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they usually end anyway, so I get it. I look like Alex fell off.
Oh.
Yeah, fun times. So what's good, Bri? Since you're still here, how you doing?
Oh, he's back.
Alex, are you ready?
Yeah, the connection is kind of weird. And like, for whatever reason, because of the shit weather, like the connection has been kind of bad here.
Boo.
But yeah, but as I was trying to say before, that it's always the same thing. Like, you know, at the end of every movie, it's the introduction of a new character from the Sonic franchise that everyone's like, oh my God, yay!
Yeah.
I'm not going to, you know, but the movie, they play out well.
It was a good movie. It's fun. As they should be. They're supposed to be fun. They're not like fucking, oh my God, I'll be so philosophical and shit and make you feel all brainsy and stuff. It's like, yeah, look, stupid shit's happening on TV. Let's watch it.
Yeah, but it was a good watch. Like I said, I enjoyed myself. And then
I enjoyed it too, for real.
When it comes to video games lately, I went back to an old Pokemon game. Well, not old. You know, it's a few years old, but I went back to playing Pokemon Brilliant Diamond. Because what I realized was when I decided to check on that game, I noticed I never completed the Pokedex on that game.
Ooh.
So I was just like, you know what? Let me just, you know, play that, see what I can catch in the game, see what I have to, you know, transfer into this game and stuff like that. So yeah, that's been fun, like, you know, replaying that.
Okay, very cool. Very cool, sir. Very cool.
Yeah, let's go to Brian, as you were earlier, and I'm sorry for cutting out, but I can't help the connection.
Okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Cutting out like Steve's old school internet from like 10 years back.
Mad old school. Throwback. It's a throwback.
Throwback like scoliosis.
Oh.
Dude, my connection in the past was bad too until we changed the services. And then it got okay. Yeah. And then, like, you know, now because of this, you know, the winter and the winds and whatever the fuck, like, yeah.
It's the winds of change.
Yeah, I need to change for a better service.
It's the whisper in the wind. Oh, uh-huh. Wait, that's Jeff Hardy.
Uh-huh. Oh, they wrestled today on fucking NXT.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Dude, you're
like three people.
Dude, let me tell you right now, and it's the truth. Like, out of the two, whatever, I was always more of a Matt fan.
Fair.
And what really feel like when he went for his whisper in the wind today. Like, you saw how beat up he is.
Well, yeah, they're old.
Yeah.
They're not boys anymore.
No.
No, but what's hilarious is that when they introduced them, they were referred to as the Hardy Boys. And you're looking at them like, you know, like, they're not boys.
That's their trademark. That's their WWE trademark is like, yeah, they're the Hardy Boys.
No, but what I love is, at least in, you know, in TNA, they're the Hardys. But like, you know, come back
to AEW, they were the Hardys too.
Yeah. But
let us not forget when Matt's getting beat up and then Jeff comes to save the day but has to do the dance.
Yeah, he has to do the dance. It's only right. Yeah.
What's hilarious is that when he did come out, I think he did the dance for like a second. And then, you know, but the ramp was kind of short anyway.
Yeah.
Dude, the match between fucking Lexus King and Moose was actually pretty decent too.
Okay. But Moose is good.
Dude, you don't really guess me? I never realized Moose had, like, all those tattoos. Right? Because a lot of times when I watch, like, TNA stuff like that, I'm usually watching clips and I'm watching it, on my phone, on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then seeing it on a regular TV, and I'm just like, yo, my man Moose is tatted like hell.
Yeah.
And he killed this dude with that fucking spear, but whatever.
Of course.
All right, that's it. I'm enough of the slam cast. Brian, what's good, dude?
Oh, is this thing on?
Yes, it is on. It is on, sir.
Mic check one, too.
Things are good. I've been working a lot. I went to this really good thing on Saturday called Opening Bash. It's the beginning of like drinking season, I guess.
Okay.
Where like all the beer companies have like their new releases and like their, like all the distilleries have like all their, like, you know, promotion of like,
ooh, oh, try this one. This is our new shit.
Yeah, and I did that event on Saturday.
Okay.
And like, my voice is finally almost back to normal from how much networking I did.
Yeah, I kind of hear like the little like slight raspiness, but I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, I'm not fully healed. And so, that was fun. But then aside from that, just a lot of TV.
Okay.
I'm in the process of catching up on Severance. The season 2 premiere, I'm trying to watch it for the 4th time. because even right before I joined this tonight's episode, I was trying to rewatch the premiere of season 2, and it again did that thing where it jump started to the beginning.
That's fun.
So now I have the TV on mute, so like I can just like play and pause, so it doesn't like, you know, do that shit again. aside from
that, I don't have Apple products, right?
Right. Aside from that, I am caught up on Reacher.
Yes, I need to check that out.
I went back and rewatched the first 2 seasons in prep, because I've only ever seen those seasons the time that they aired.
Okay.
Caught up on the White Lotus.
Yeah.
This season's shaping up to be something fucking insane.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
I started Invincible season 3.
Okay.
But it's going to be one of those things where I just like, you know, wait
you,
a few you weeks.
You can wait, and, right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then, aside from that, kind of took a pause from video games for a little bit. I know you were talking about Sonic 3. That's on my list of things. I know it's on Paramount. I'll probably watch that tomorrow because Venom 3 is on Netflix.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So the game is going to watch later. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be watching that after after we're done here.
Okay. Okay.
Brian. I need to watch Venom, Brian.
Well, you know, that's. I'll watch that after I get Severance to, you know, actually play.
Fair.
Yeah. Yeah, and not much else new with me.
Okay. Very cool, dude. Very cool. Good stuff. Good stuff. So I guess for me, it's my turn, right?
Yes.
Yeah, what's good, Steve? So,
what have I been up to? So, I worked this one concert on Saturday. That was the Kelsey Ballerini concert, country artist. That was actually a lot of fun. About 95% of the people there were female, which was a lot better than I expected because it's a country show. Was expecting just a whole lot of dudes. But no, it was a whole lot of women there. That was fun. She had 2 openers that were actually really good. Maren Taylor was one of them, and the other one was Ash. And they were both really good. So overall music was actually good for that weekend. It wasn't bad. Definitely worth checking them out. Ash is more like a singer-songwriter, kind of sort of poppy-ish. But she's good. Maren Taylor, she's straight up country, but she's like a girly pop country, not like super trashy type country, but she's good. I like her. She's good. I like her. She's also like super short because I got to meet her after her set because I was guarding the sound booth and she came over to the sound booth when one of the artists came up. One of the other people went up and I saw her, whatever. I thought, hey, how's it going? She's like, oh, okay. And then she hung out over there for me with me in my section or whatever.
Did she give you the Rick Ross compliment or whatever?
No. Allegations? No allegations.
You big motherfucker.
Yeah, well, essentially she is a tiny lady. But it was a good show. It was a good event. It was pretty cool. But the only thing that I've been doing a lot of, actually, that kind of ties into the show that I haven't done myself in quite some time, even though I have a PS5, I play it, but I'm not always playing it. But with my monies that I got from the Super Bowl and the 13 hours that I worked for 10 days, I bought myself something. I rarely ever buy myself something. I rarely ever spoil myself in any particular way. But I got myself a Steam Deck. Yay. So it's a Steam Deck OLED. So it has the OLED screen and it has a terabyte of space on it for games and everything. And it's quite amazing because that's the screen is a touch screen, OLED touch screen. And I can pretty much play just about any game that I want to on here. And it's fucking great.
Dude, when you sent me the pic of you playing Super Mario World, I was just like, damn, you brought it back, dude.
Yeah, I can play that. I have God of War on there.
I joked around with Steve and was like, oh, you're playing your Sega Game Gear. How nice.
I know. It looks like a Game Gear, but it's bigger and it's nicer.
Dude, I remember my nephew had the Game Gear growing up and, like, you know, it was a fun system. The only thing that kind of sucks is the battery life was shit.
Yeah, for having six fucking batteries. Six double A's.
And don't forget, you can clearly play that gaming console without a cartridge. Just look at that kid in Rumble in the Bronx.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, but this system it's pretty gnarly. I really like it so far. It's definitely worth it. There are three versions of it. The smaller versions are not smaller versions, but as far as disk space wise, there's 256, and then there's 528, and then the terabyte, which they're all easily upgradable. You could put up to, I think, 2 terabytes in there. But you always have an option to put a flash drive on there also. Like a Type-C flash disk on there to play games directly from the flash drive. And you also have the memory sticks you can put on there too. The little mini drives, you can put them on there too. The little scan disk or whatever. So yeah, there's plenty of ways to upgrade your memory. You could also, for some games, you stream it directly from your computer to the Steam Deck. So you don't need to even upload it onto the gear. So you'll be able to play it for longer. But yeah, it is a dope fucking system. You could also connect it to your TV, play it through the TV or the Steam Deck dock. Or if you just have an HDMI port somehow, you can plug it in that way. It's fucking cool. It's a really cool device. I am super excited to fuck with it some more. And it's pretty much reignited me into games and shit. One of the games that I've been playing recently, fucking Cyberpunk 2077. It looked cool when I saw the trailers for it and everything. And I've seen so much about it, and I've seen other people's playing. I was like, ooh, let me try it. And it's a fun fucking game. It's really fucking cool.
Even though it had all that negativity around it.
Well,
at first.
Yeah, well,
at first.
Before they did, you know, they did all the patching.
Yeah. So now it is a fucking fantastic game. Very much remnant of like the older like Grand Theft Autos and shit, but with a really updated skin. And the playability is so fucking dope. Really fucking cool. Another game that I was playing actually before I got on here, before we started recording, actually like when Brian was still on, when Brian had gotten on, I was playing Black Ops 3, which is fun as hell. Playing that, shooting people up. There's a lot of cool shit. Also started playing Lies of P, which is pretty cool. Lies of P, for those that don't know, it's kind of like a slasher, but with Pinocchio. He's the main character, P. It's fucking dope.
I don't know it's why, cool. But I was just thinking, you're saying Lies of P is like, what? Why are people lying about piss?
No, Lies of P. Let me see. Maybe I can find a trailer for it. We can watch the trailer on here.
That kind of made me think about, like, if it's a horror game of Pinocchio, there's a cartoon, I think it's from Meat Canyon or whatever, of, like, Pinocchio that's just, like, out there. So, something if you want to just check out random.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. Here we go. Here we go. Okay, found it. Found the trailer. Let's see. Okay, there was an ad before it, of course, obviously. Fucking it. Oh, is this the boring ad? Yeah, this is the boring ad. I'm sorry. I don't want to watch a boring ad. Hold on. There's another one. I know there's another one. I've seen the other one before. I don't know why they put the fucking first boring-ass trailer in the first place. But here we go. This is it.
It lies with the pee-pee.
Yeah, it's fucking dumb. Here we go. This is the right one. This is the one that I was looking for to begin with. Here we go.
Won't you help me, son?
Your lives are a rare ability.
Geppetto's puppet, our only hope.
Beyond your imagination.
Come back to me, Carlo.
Lied to protect yourself.
You stole my sister from me, rotten puppets.
Be careful, clever one.
It's a pretty cool fucking game. Definitely worth checking out. I can't wait to play more of it. I've only in the very, very few beginning stages of it. Again, it's literally just been a couple days since I started it, so can't get too deep into it yet. Because I've been playing so many things. Also got all the Batman games on there too. All the Arkham Batman games. They're all on there. Fucking great.
So great exciting. Games. Well, I guess great tonight we're games. Not going to be recording in quite some time, you know.
Oh, we will.
Yeah, I know.
I was literally just... Continue.
No, I was going to say, like, you know, like, I jest, of course, because, you know, you're very responsible. But at the same time, it's just like now, since it's going to reinvigorate your love of gaming, you know, it's like, Steve, you get some sleep? No, I was playing games.
Well, I could do that, but no.
Also, good luck on that third Riddler race. Alex knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because I overheard Brian talking about it. Like, there was one time where Brian and I were just having a conversation, and since, you know, I was kind of distracted him where, you know, we were joking around, conversing, you know, he beat a challenge, and he's like, oh, man, I need to keep you on the phone when I'm playing Batman. I was like, Brian, you play this game, like, super late or whatever sometimes. I don't know if you want to hang out, like, 2-3 in the morning or whatever the fuck, you know, playing Batman.
That's the best time, 2-3 in the morning, why not?
Especially your Batman.
Right.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, man, like, you know, whenever you get like a new game and you play, you know, you play for hours without realizing what time it is. I remember, what was it, years back playing one of the newer Pokemon games and then realizing that it, like, the next day occurred, because I was just like, my eyes on the screen and everything like that, because I was playing the Switch, you know, handheld style. And then looking up, it's just like, why is the sun up? And I look at the time, like, holy fuck, I've been playing for hours and hours, not realizing.
That was me with the first time I played Arkham Knight. I'm sorry, Arkham City.
Yeah.
I was playing it at night for an hour or two, and then I put it down, and then this back when I did event security. And so, like, I'm playing the game, and I'm just doing the thing, and I keep going around the town, like, not for Riddler trophies or whatever, just storylines and, like, side quests. And next thing I know, like, I heard my dad getting ready for work, my brother getting ready for school. I look at the clock. I'm like, oh shit, it's like 7:30. And then I went back to it, and I looked again. I was like, oh, it's 11 a.m. I've been playing this for like 13 straight hours.
Yeah.
Brian's eyes are getting heavy. They feel scratchy as hell, and he's just wondering, like, you know, like, why do I feel like this? And they look at the clock, like, oh yeah. Team no sleep.
Yep. But it's a fun time. I am definitely excited to try out some more. I know the next game that I'm working on right now is one of the Warhammer games. Space Marines 2. That's the next game that I'm fucking with soon. But yeah, it's a lot of cool shit. A lot of cool video games. Yay, Steve. Into video games again.
Well, I hope you enjoy
yourself,
man. Thanks
for this little mini thing. Yeah, it's fun, dude. I thank you. I appreciate it. Main reason is, like, you know, like, I spent a lot of time. A lot of hours outside.
Dude, I still remember, what was it, years back? When Call of Duty, you know, when it was on one of the older PlayStations, I think it was in Modern Warfare 2, that you introduced me to that game. I was just like, I don't want to play those old school war type games. And then he's like, dude, it's not what you think. And then, you know, you let me play it when, you know, at your place. And I'm just like, this game is actually really fucking good.
Yeah.
And then, you know, after, what was it? I think after the first Black Ops, like, I just got kind of tired of it, because it was just like, meh. Like, you know, like, campaign was great. And then if you try to go online with these games, fucking people are fucking savages, dude.
Yeah, no, I refuse to go online with any game.
Not Ben, not Fred, they're fucking Macho Man Randy Savage, bro.
Yeah, no. No. I think this on this deck, I don't think they, I haven't really fucked around with it like that, but I don't think they have, like, a multiplayer that you can play with people outside, like online and shit. But that's fine. I don't need that. Just give me a campaign. I'll be fine with it. Give me a storyline I can go through. I'm perfectly fine with it too, because that's more what I like. I like shit that give me a story, give me a point to go to, and I'm there. Kind of why I always love the God of War series. Because it had a specific story you had to go through. And I had to deal with, oh, you got to go and play with this other person. And let's go shoot people up and do other shit all the way over there. No, I just want to fucking go with one story straight through. Because that makes it even better. It makes it easier. Not necessarily easier. Let me rephrase that. Like, it's not easier. It's just fun. It's just better. Mario is in the house. What's good, Mario? Everybody. So yeah, I guess that's pretty much it. I've been watching some stuff, but not a lot of stuff, because I've been too busy with my Steam Deck, and it's so good, it's so fun. But let's get into some key shit, of course. So you guys there? Am I alone? Yeah, there we go. Okay, for a second I thought you guys all disappeared on me. Like, I saw you there, but you weren't saying anything. But yeah, so we got some shit, of course. We are fans of the stuff that Mike Flanagan has been doing, right?
Uh-huh.
And not until recently that I found out that he's actually doing another adaptation of The Dark Tower. Stephen King's Dark Tower. But not only that, he's also, it's going to be a series, which is pretty cool. I am definitely down for that. And a lot of people were suspecting that Stephen King was going to be writing it. He was like, no. Stephen King is not writing it. It's going to be Mike Flanagan that's going to be putting it together. Which is exciting, first off, because Mike Flanagan, I'm down for whatever he does. He's good at what he does. He's good at putting shit together. Which is pretty cool. So that'll be out sometime next year. Or the year after that. Or whatever the fuck they decide to put their shit out. But regardless, this is going to be better than the Idris Elba one that came out a couple years ago in 2017. That was... It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't good either. So, with Mike Flanagan at the helm, I'm pretty sure it'll be pretty good. It'll at least be decent, especially if it's going to be a series. I like what Mike Flanagan does and how he does things, how he puts things together, especially with the horror stuff.
Uh-huh.
And speaking of him doing horror stuff, we got news that he's actually going to be doing another DC property, which is exciting. Something we actually spoke about briefly a while ago. It's Clayface. Clayface is getting his own full movie. And in Clayface, Mike Flanagan is gonna be at the helm of that shit.
And I cannot wait.
And it's gonna be not a horror film, not a villain film, just sort of a sad... You know, the sadness of how this man became Clayface.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be so good.
Which would be nice, because this origin film will then perhaps later turn him into the villain.
Mm-hmm.
For future projects.
Yeah, from what I heard, that they're going with the Matt Hegan route.
Possibly.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to go with the Basil Carlo one.
Yeah. So, Mike Gunn had said that they had no plans to make a Clayface movie. Like, he had pitched, Mike Flanagan had pitched it before, but they were like, no, we're good. And then he wrote a script, and that one script is one of the best scripts he'd ever written.
Oh, wow.
So... that's the reason we're getting a Clayface movie. So, it could be really good.
Let's just hope to God that it doesn't come out like, you know how, with the like fucking Madame Web and fucking Craven and Morbius kind of.
See, but you have to remember, you have to remember, this is with James Gunn at the helm of everything, right? Mm-hmm. And he, in one of the articles that I put out for this week, is basically saying that James Gunn is like, yo, we're not just greenlighting shit, just a greenlight shit. Say like, oh yeah, we're going to do this movie. No, we're not going to say we're going to do this movie until we actually have a script for it. And it's a good fucking script.
Mm-hmm. Like, there's a reason why the Sony person stepped down after this last atrocity.
Right. He was like, listen, we're not going to just put shit out just to put shit out. We're going to put shit out when we know we have some solid shit to be in with.
Yeah, we're not trying to make a quota.
Right. So with that being said, there's been a few things that pretty much like have been put on hold. Like The Authority, something that we spoke about briefly, but that's pretty much on pause for now. I think they said the Waller project is going to be pretty much on hold too.
Mm-hmm.
And a few other things, but they are working on another movie as well, which is pretty cool.
I was going to say, there is a Waller movie coming out for Amazon Prime. It's called G20.
Yeah, but she's the president in that one. That's the one that we saw last week in the trailer that we did.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Where you have, Amanda Waller versus, Homelander.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So from what James got to say is also that Clayface is actually going to be a body horror movie. So
substance, but for men.
Yeah. I cannot wait for it.
His and her substance.
Yeah. Substance was awesome. I'm sorry. If you haven't seen The Substance, go check that shit out.
It's on my list.
It's definitely worth watching. So seeing some type of that happening with this, I'm down for it, dude. Especially since, like, I'm the horror guy, so like I can watch anything that's horror. Now throw in some comic book heroes, comic book peoples in it. Even more reasons to do it. Why the fuck not? But yeah, this looks pretty cool. I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with Clayface. I'm excited what Mike Flanagan is gonna be doing. Mm-hmm. Because of course, like I've said before, anything Mike Flanagan does, I'm down for, because he's good at what he does. He's good at doing things correctly, per se, or at least how he says is correctly. And most of the time, it's pretty spot on. So, we got more shit, obviously, on the other side of the world, as far as comics and movies and stuff. We know John Bernthal, who's Punisher, he's been doing shit for a minute. And we know he's going to be in Daredevil briefly or whatever. Or maybe for the whole season, who knows? But he's supposed to be in Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
But we got news that John Bernthal himself is going to be writing a Punisher Marvel special, similar to what we had a couple years ago with Werewolf by Night. But this was going to be just for the Punisher. And I cannot wait to see what he's going to do with it. Of course, we don't know much of him writing shit, but the fact that he does enjoy the character and he does like how he's been pushing the character, how he's wanted to do more with the character. I'm down for it. I'm curious to see what he's going to do.
Same.
He did write something that I did watch. He was part of writing the script for We Own the City. That's on Max.
That was a fucked up miniseries.
Yeah.
It's all based on real life.
Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely worth seeing. I'm ready for this. Definitely ready for this. He's gonna be doing this whole Punisher story. Is it gonna be a whole brand new thing, or is it gonna be something that is straight out of the comics? What's it gonna be?
We'll wait and see.
Yeah, we'll just have to wait and see, which sucks. Waiting is the fucking worst.
It is, but hey, we waited so long and we got Daredevil in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, in very, very, very quick times. Very quick times.
Mm-hmm.
And I am down for it.
And it's gonna be darker than the Netflix series, which I'm down for.
Yeah, at least we can hope. We can hope.
No, they've said that.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, and then continuing with the Marvel side of things. Another thing we got, we've been curiously waiting to see what they're going to do with X-Men. Of course, we've had plenty of X-Men movies, plenty of X-Men things in general. We also had Wolverine introduced into the MCU. We had briefly Professor X in there, in the multiverse, when they spaghettified him. And so much shit, but I'm curious to see what they're going to do with the X-Men. So, from what one of the heads, Brad Winderbaum, that's his name, Winderbaum, They're working on it, and they're working on getting the full cast of who's going to be in it, and I'm curious to see what's going to happen. Like, please give me something good. Apparently, it looks like they're going to be doing Academy X to begin with, which is kind of be interesting. Seeing, you know, a younger version of the X-Men, or the recruits, essentially, instead of having, you know, a whole new people that are already established, you know, showing them as they grow. Could be interesting. Could be kind of cool. I'm curious to see what they're going to do with it. But I'm down for it. Because, of course, you know, I'm a big fan of the X-Men. X-Men is one of those comics that have been around for a very long time. And their stories are fantastic stories that lend themselves for today times. Not just like, oh yeah, I'm a dude in the middle of nowhere. This is about people like us. We're in the middle of the city. We're fucking with all types of genders, and not just genders, but as far as like races and everything, and a lot of oppression and things like that. So it's one of those comics that lends itself to the way things are today and how the evolution of mankind can fuck with people. So I am very, very curious to see what they're going to do with X-Men. And the fact that it's coming soon-ish, I'm down for it. But the good thing, one of the big things that we knew that not necessarily she had to do anything with the X-Men stuff, but she did have a lot of stuff at Lucasfilms. Alongside of, you know, Disney. It's all the same together, I guess you could say. But Kathleen Kennedy, who did a lot of just Star Wars stuff in general. She produced a lot of the newer Star Wars. She retired.
Mm-hmm.
She's retiring later this year.
Isn't it supposedly at the end of 2025?
Yeah, the end of this year. We're in 2025 now.
No, what I'm saying, but at the end, like, you know, that she's going to do the full year, and then at the end of that, she's going to step down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Either way, she's stepping down.
Yeah, she's stepping down. She's stepping away from what has been essentially, like, a weird time for whatever she's done. Because some of the things weren't that good.
No.
Most of the things weren't that good.
Anything Star Wars before Mandalorian.
Yeah. It's quite sad. But, you know, we wish her all the best in her future endeavors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wrong show, but...
Yeah, I was going to say wrong podcast, dude.
But... Like, I'm curious to see what they're going to do with the fact that she won't be around anymore. What are they going to be putting out? What are they going to be doing? Is it something that we can literally say, okay, this is going to be a better version of Star Wars now that she's not there?
Right.
Are they actually going to be writing shit better than what they've done recently? Or what they've done in the last, I'm going to say 10 years. Maybe it's a little bit more than that, but the last 10 years, would it be better than that?
I mean, it's been a decade since Force Awakens.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess I'm somewhat right. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Very curious to see what they're going to do with all the Star Wars stuff and how they're going to put it all together and how they're going to make it all make sense now. Which I'm pretty sure they will, because, of course, she's not there anymore. So, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Who's going to take over? Is it going to be Dave Filoni? Dave Filoni take over.
Please.
I'm down for it. It'd be great. It'd be great if he did take over it.
Dave Filoni, John Favreau.
Yeah, or even give it to John Favreau, exactly. Very, very, very curious to see what is going to happen with the Lucasfilm section of Disney. And continuing with the Lucas section of Disney, we got a trailer this week for one of my favorite shows of the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't fucking wait for season two.
It looks so much better than season one, and season one was just amazing.
Surprisingly enough, yes, it does. It does look really good. And what we're talking about now, is Andor. With Diego Luna returning. So good. It looks so good. Let's watch the trailer. Might as well just get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Coming.
Is it Sherry?
He is coming to us.
Of course, I gotta add that. No, stop it. Skip the ad.
We're in a war. You wanna fight? Or you wanna win?
Last night I dreamed that the world had turned around. All I hope to come to be, the revolution starts now.
What a swell party this is.
Remember this moment. You're here, you're right here, and you're ready to fight.
That looks so good.
The song was shit, though.
Well, it's a fucking song they just threw on there, dude. This is something they just threw in there. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Exactly. The trailer looks fucking cool.
And the fact that the way they're doing it is you're getting 3 episodes a week for a month.
And I'm good with that.
After every 3 episodes, it's a time jump of 1 year.
That makes sense. Okay.
And then that's going to lead into Rogue One.
Yep. Which, who would have thought? Of course, Renew Rogue One led directly into Episode 4.
Exactly.
Which I was cool with. Now we have essentially 3 more movies leading into Rogue One.
Yeah.
Which I'm down for, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because each episode is about 45 minutes to an hour.
Basically.
So, you're literally going to have a whole 3 movies to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm down for, dude. It's so good. Yes, Mario, the song was okay. It was. It's not a best song.
It's not about the song.
It's not about the song. It's just the trailer within there that we saw.
Mario's being very, very, you know, Switzerland with it.
Well, but we get it. It's not the best fucking song to have in a fucking trailer.
And I love that we got what's his name from Rogue One back, the general.
Yeah.
The one from fucking the reptile people.
I don't remember anymore. I know he's talking about though.
Him, you know, fucking
yes. That guy.
Talos.
Yeah.
But not, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
God, that last Marvel show was so bad. I don't remember what the fuck it was called.
wasn't it Falcon and Captain America?
No, the one with Sam Jackson as Fury.
Oh, yeah. Secret Invasion.
Yeah, that thing. That piece of shit.
Yeah.
I only watched, well, we talked about it before. Only when it came to Secret Invasion, I only saw the first episode. And after that, I was just like, I don't know. Like, I wasn't interested.
The only good thing about Secret Invasion was at the ending where, like, it showed you that that Rhodes was not the actual Rhodes. Because, like, yep. I mean, in Civil War, he fell and then had to get, like, you know, animatronic legs. You know, like with that back brace that Stark built with him, in a cave with a box of scraps.
Yep.
And then, like, here he is, like, perfect health. But yeah, so it's good. It's good to have all these like proper tie-ins to Rogue One leading into that movie.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because we all know, or you know, us that we know Star Wars as far as you know, Brian and myself. We all know shit doesn't end in a happy way. It's not a happy ending.
No.
But it's cool the way they put it together and the cool how it gets there.
I mean, many Bothans died getting that information.
Yeah. Lots of them.
Mm-hmm. And that shows you what happens.
Yeah.
So to see the things that lead into the thing, like, yeah. It's like a prequel's prequel.
It's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
That's what makes it so good.
Like, it's nice that, like, you have... So Rogue One was a standalone Star Wars movie, but it wasn't because it led into the events that we all know.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was nice to have a Star Wars movie that involved no Jedi. It was just war.
Yeah.
And thievery.
Yep.
Until, of course, lightsaber at the end slaughtering all, you know, rebels on that ship. In one of the most gruesome Disney fashions, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
But to get to know these characters and what led into the events, I'm like, okay, I'm really down for this. And Andor season one was brilliantly told. So I'm ready.
You're stupid, Mario, but you're right. The thing from the thing. Yeah, that's exactly what we just did.
The thing from the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I think is going to be the episode title. It's the thing from the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. You're completely right, though. Like, I love what they're doing with it. I'm very curious about it. I actually like that they brought back fucking Forrest Whitaker in this again, too.
Yeah.
He's fucking great. As Saw Gerrera, he's fucking fantastic, dude.
I love when he shows up in Fallen Jedi.
Yeah.
Fallen Order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So much good shit. This looks awesome. I am very curious to see what they're going to do with it. I cannot wait. Cannot fucking wait. Then one more thing that I'm actually really excited for that's actually coming out in the next few weeks. And that's coming to Prime. And it stars a lady that we know quite well. Nicole Kidman. She's in this one. That looks pretty good. So let's watch the trailer for Holland. That's coming to Prime.
Every day, I get to wake up in the best place on Earth. Holland, Michigan.
Hi, Mrs. Vandergrift.
Good morning.
I look around myself and it feels like a dream.
Yoo-hoo.
Hey.
Yeah?
It's just perfect.
Please tell me Harry's going to dance in Tulip Time this year.
Didn't Pastor Bob say the dancing was the devil?
Not Dutch dancing, silly. Just all the other kinds.
It may seem like we have everything all together, but right under the surface, it's like we're being strangled.
So I got some bad news, Dennis. We gotta go to Greenville. Just a one night, though.
Everything okay at home?
Hey, Hans, we're back.
You know, it's important to me, Nancy, that you feel safe here. It's the best part, because you get to make up a story and control everything, like directing your own film, but better.
This is weird.
God, I love good mysteries.
Sometimes in life, you just gotta follow the clues wherever they take you.
Jesus. Oh, Nancy, don't sneak up on me like that.
Get down. This comes out. Our life is ruined.
What do you think is gonna happen?
Actions have consequences. It's like, you know, you should leave the scab alone. Picking it, you're only gonna hurt yourself. But you do it anyway.
This is really super tonight, Nance. Did you do something different?
Brown mustard instead of yellow. I felt like doing something a little crazy.
That looks pretty cool.
Looks fucking creepy as fuck.
I know. I like it. I like the creep factor in it. It looks fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Especially seeing like Nicole Kidman kind of slowly going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It looks fucking dope. I'm curious to see. I like seeing these like really good actors diving into the horror shit. Mm-hmm. Even if it's a thriller, I like seeing them going that route. Seeing them slowly change as far as like their characters evolving and becoming something different than when they first started.
Definitely.
It definitely brings me joy.
I was going to say, it's good to see Nicole Kidman not, you know, talking about her love for watching movies at an AMC theater.
Yeah. They're very true. Very true. But this looks fun. This looks like a fun one. It's going to be out on Prime at the end of the month. So, in the next month, actually. So, like a month from when this episode comes out. This looks fucking cool. I'm good for it. Do we have anything else to add to the show this week, sirs?
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay. Alex, you got anything?
Just one thing.
What? What you got?
You know, even though I know it's going to be days later when this goes up, but you know, yesterday was Mario's birthday, so I just wanted to give him a birthday shout out.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Happy birthday, buddy!
That's newsworthy.
Absolutely! Yay! Hold on! We gotta go the right way,
buddy.
Yeah, so a big old yay. One more time. Where is it? Where'd it go? I literally just had it. There you go. Yay. Happy birthday, Senor Marios. We appreciate you. But yeah, I guess that pretty much wraps it up for this week. We don't have anything else new to add to it, but pretty sure we'll have more shit next week. This week has been fun. Thanks you guys for listening. Thanks for y'all checking out. Of course, check out everything on innercitygeeks.net. We have a whole bunch of shit sometimes because we have this show. We got the Birthday Boys stuff over there. Uh-huh. Comics, Ghost of Water, Manga Time, Anime World. All that shit is up there. He puts shit up every single fucking week.
Fucking workhorse.
Fucking beast, bro. He's a fucking beast.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Definitely check that shit out. Also, check out Bright J Presents. It's on there. Old school shit that we have on there. So much stuff. Sometimes we put new stuff up there. But yeah, check all that shit out over there. You can also find the show on, as far as listening wise, of course, you can listen to us on Pandora, as well as
iHeartRadio.
The music place, iHeartRadio. Yeah, Jesus Christ. iHeartRadio, Pandora,
Amazon Music,
Audibles, yeah. So many fucking places. My brain just doesn't know how to put it together. But the best place to check it out is motherfucking Spotify.
Motherfucking Spotify.
Absolutely. It's the best place in the whole wide world.
Motherfucking Spotify.
Yay. Then you can find the show on the Inner City Geeks on the Facebook space on facebook.com/InnerCityGeeks, on Twitter at Inner City Geeks. And where can we find you guys, sirs? Alex, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Denied, DINYED, and on Instagram at Denied, DIN.Y.ED. Where can we find you, Brian?
You can find me dealing with Spectrum bullshit.
Woo.
Yeah, my Wi-Fi cut out in the middle of the podcast.
Nice. Look at that. Yeah. I had connectivity issues.
We had two issues today. Two connectivity issues.
Yes, we had. That's
why the cops are going to get them.
Yeah, I was saying two connectivity issues.
Connectivity issues.
That's what it sounded like you said for a second. I was like, yeah, that's it. That's definitely it. We had connectivity issues.
Yeah.
My connectivity issue sucks right now. you could find me on all the socials, Blue Sky, Twitter, Instagram, all Bright DJ Presents. Check out brightdjpresents.com. And where can we find you, Steve?
You guys can find me anywhere and everywhere as Mr. Dracula, MISTERJACKAL. Again, that is literally just about everywhere. MISTERJACKAL. I appreciate every single one of you that are here listening to us just ramble for the last hour and change. Thank you guys for checking us out. You guys are the best. Just remember, don't be a dick. But most importantly, remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
Happy birthday!